Juma Justin Apeyu, Executive Director for Kapweta South, says the ground around the mine that has collapsed belonged to the community. He described the condition of the injured workers.
Four were rushed to the health center, three are a bit okay, but one is in critical conditions, and five confirmed dead, and an unspecified number are still underground, but because of too much rain, the road is inaccessible. The holes was not one, there are many, and people were in there. Sometimes people go with their families, the men will dig the gold, and the women wash it out. Sometimes they can be four or five men in the hall.
John Isaac, director of Kapweta Civil Hospital, says the injured are being treated at his hospital.
We received some casualties. The injuries are ranging from minor to moderate, but we are managing them. They are now okay. If they are serious cases, we are going to refer.
Juma Tikol, a resident of Kapweta South, urges the state government to protect mine workers by setting standards for mining statewide. He says it's the fourth accident at makeshift mining areas in Eastern Equatoria State this year.
Once they start finding gold under the ground, they continue digging, forgetting the pillars that support the ground above them until the grounds become weak and collapse. I urge the governments to conduct training to these people on the best practice of mining so that they can learn safe ways of mining, because these incidents keep on happening.
Ruth Marius Buga, Eastern Equatoria State Minister of Trade, Industry and Mining, says state and local officials are working to curb further incident at mining sites.
Told you, this is their livelihood, like fishing. And even we have the regulation says what age supposed to be doing that. But still, sometimes you find some people find their way to get in. Yes. But the county, I'm sure the county officials are also working so hard to put this regulation into more effective ways. We understand due to this economic crisis, this is the only maybe fastest way for them to make money. That's why we find them, even if it's a rainy season or how risky it is, they still go.
Last year, two people were killed when a makeshift gold mine collapsed in Kapweta South County, where many residents engage in small-scale mining for their livelihood. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatoria State Capital, Torit.